Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
We'll be right back.
a couple of days till she was rid of me. She swore that she would be all mine and love me till the end. But when I whispered in her ear, I lost another friend.
And you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Dear reader, wait, where's my volume on my headphones? There we go. That was Round and Round by New Order. Thank you, Automatic Music Machine. My name is Zach Going. Oh man, I shouldn't use my real name. This is an irregular show.
What are you talking about? That's not your.
That's a wrong microphone. Wait, there we go. Now that's that microphone's on now. We're just a couple tough students here.
Yeah,
trying to give you some music and some nice dialogue, because there's nothing people love more than dialogue. Give us an interesting thought, Sean.
Well, anytime you say interesting thought, I heard this a while ago, but I'm guessing it's out now because it was like a thing on the internet. But if tomato is a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?
What?
If tomato is a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?
Okay, then we gotta define a smoothie. Fruit. No, because if you just take. No, ketchup is a cider then. Right? Because if you just take apples and you smash them up, then you get. No, you don't get cider if you just smash up apples. And plus, if you just smash up ketchup, then you're not gonna get. If you just smash up tomatoes, you don't get ketchup.
No, you don't.
You have to add
a lot of
sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Maybe it is a smoothie.
I don't know.
Charlie, what's your opinion on this? Charlie says you get tomato juice. Ketchup is cooked? Okay.
Is it?
Apparently. So what do you get when you smash up apples and cook them together?
Apple pie.
So is ketchup a pie?
Ooh.
if you put ketchup on a bun, is it pie? Oh, no. If you smash up apples, you get applesauce.
You do.
Wait, but you don't cook applesauce, though, do you?
Tomato sauce is marinara sauce, though.
Oh, this is so confusing. Okay. This all just stems back to the idea, though,
of you define as different things.
No, of just confusing a tomato as to whether or not a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable.
Mm.
But it is a fruit. Scientifically, it's a fruit.
Yeah.
But people treat it like a vegetable.
Yeah, because when people order omelets in the morning and they say all the veggies, half of the omelet people put the tomatoes in and half don't. And sometimes when they do, I'm just like, tomato's a fruit. Like,
I think so. Is there any fruit that people treat like, or no, is there any vegetable that people treat like a fruit? Like, what's the opposite of a tomato?
Oh man.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
I don't know. There probably is.
I mean, there probably is one. It's just not something as like popularly known as the tomato being a fruit. Okay. What should we do song-wise next? Oh, got it. Here we go. Thank you, dear readers, for listening to this riveting discussion on
tomatoes
and smoothies.
Yeah.
Here is George Michael with Careless Whisper. Amazing song. Thank you, George Michael. Sean, first thing that song makes you think of, go.
It makes me think of, like, any generic romantic scene in a movie.
That's good.
Like, you know, like, things that's get good. Intense, the lights dim.
Yeah. You just get random shots of, like, random bits of flesh that are unidentifiable, like, being caressed by other random bits of flesh.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand that. See, unfortunately, it makes me think of Deadpool, because it's the closing song in the Deadpool movie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I will say, the Deadpool soundtrack was good, because it had, like, that. It has, it has other, like, weird songs like that are a little overplayed, and then really hardcore rap. It tried a little too hard to be, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Mm.
You know, because they think funny superhero movies. Obviously, like, the answer, the one you go to is Guardians of the Galaxy, but...
Yeah.
And apparently Deadpool now, because that's totally set an interesting precedent.
It has, definitely.
So, dear readers at home, Sean and I have a very special connection, and that connection is through a mutual love of a television show on the Nickelodeon network called Drake and Josh. That surprisingly only lasted for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
You know, it's a show that it's you
incredible.
Feel... Yeah, like
it
a show
lasted
that
forever.
You would have thought would lasted forever, at least from like the perspective of my childhood. I felt like Drake and Josh lasted forever.
Yeah.
I think I had watched Drake and Josh for years, but apparently it was only on for 4 years technically, and technically 4 seasons as well, but the first season is only 6 episodes because, you know, they film 6 episodes, they try it out, and if the show fails, no harm, no foul, you know? But, but... The thing that I've been trying to do for the past 2 years is buy a DVD box set of Drake and Josh.
Because
apparently that doesn't exist.
Wow,
Nickelodeon,
it doesn't?
Nickelodeon never put one out. So I tried to buy a pirated one last year. Or I don't know if it was a pirated one. It was like a knockoff one. It was like someone on a website was selling like the quote unquote series box set of Drake and Josh. And my dad refused to buy it because... something on the website was like a very sketchy website that was selling it, you know? And then I realized a couple days ago that Hulu.com, for which I do have a subscription. Why did I buy that subscription? I bought the Hulu subscription to watch like old movies for a class I took last semester. And they have the entirety of Drake and Josh minus a few episodes in season 1 and 2.
All right. That's not bad.
Yeah. It's like they're missing 4 episodes in season 1. And 5 episodes in season 2. So overall, they have 18 out of the possible 20 hours of Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
That have ever been released to TV. So once I found this out last week, I immediately texted Sean asking, or pleading, I would say, to have a full marathon of the entirety of Drake and Josh.
Which I, of course, had to say yes.
Yeah, of course. So so one of these days, potentially over Christmas break, we are going to get together and watch the entirety of Drake and Josh. I can't imagine not doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just sitting down and watching episode by episode. Mm. I really want to, though, get my hands on those episodes that are missing, because one of them especially is very good.
Which one was it?
Dune Buggy is missing.
No,
episode 2, Dune Buggy,
one.
Is an amazing episode, you know?
What are you going to use for your blinkers? You can't turn
left and right. Yeah. you guys can't take the Dune Buggy on the streets?
For those of you who obviously cannot see, we did the inquired hand motions of swirling hands and then a point left and right.
There's no better visual medium than radio, in my opinion.
I know.
Because people imagine the visuals, you know? That's so much more, more beautiful and vivid than,
it's like
than actually seeing. Exactly. It's like reading. Like... I feel like I'm cursed because I watched some of the Harry Potter movies before I watched the books, right?
Yeah.
I think it was the first 4 movies I saw before I had read the books. So when I was reading the first 4 Harry Potter
books,
I could only see the scenes in the movie, especially because like in the early movies, like they're pretty much shot for shot the book.
Yeah.
Or scene for scene the book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for when I was reading those books, I was just imagining Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, you know, the staircase looks like this. And then when I got to like the later books, I was like, oh no, Hogwarts looks so different. Like the characters look so different. Like, but I feel like I was kind of cursed from the movies, but still throughout the entire time, like Harry Potter to me looked like Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine him any other way.
Yeah, he's definitely... I feel bad because when people get typecasted like that, you can't... Like, I mean, for the most part, now whenever you see Daniel Radcliffe in movies, you're going to be like, hey, look, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, that's like Tobey Maguire. Like, what's Spider-Man doing in this movie? It's like, oh.
You know what's crazy is Daniel Radcliffe, I think in an interview recently, said that he hadn't touched any of the money that he made in the Harry Potter movies yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's gotta be a lot.
Or, like, he said he, like, barely has touched it. Which I respect, because it's like, he is, yeah. like, you know, he must have made some bank off those movies, you know? Yeah. I feel like it's so easy for some people, especially, like, kids who make a lot of money really spend that money. Yeah. But he's been doing other stuff. I mean...
Walking Dogs.
Oh, my God, that's the best part of that movie. For those of you who didn't catch that, in the movie Trainwreck, the Amy Schumer movie Trainwreck, there's a great... I wouldn't quite call it a run-on joke, but like it's mentioned like twice throughout the movie that they're going to go see the new Daniel Radcliffe movie, The Dog Walker, where Daniel Radcliffe just plays a dog walker, and it's a black and white film where he's just out walking all these dogs. And he has like serious conversations with people about walking their dogs. All right, I think it's time for another song.
All right, another song.
Actually, we should probably do a PSA at some point. Read a PSA from the PSA binder. Where's the PSA?
It's over there. We could just play one.
Oh, yeah. Let's play one. Yeah, okay. How about this one? Fatherhood Tickle Fight. Well, what could possibly be wrong with that one? Let's go.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I liked that one. That's cute. It's all just about being a good father.
Yeah.
I like that. How about... We need another one. We need a donations one. I like this one. This one's kind of vintagey. I like this one. Here we go. With Radioactivity.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
I can see chart. See radio waves. See it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
I'm not really sure what time period they're going with that
I
one.
I like the
kind of 1920s.
50s. Oh.
It says like 1920s.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but then you get the robot sound at the end, and I'm like, what are they really going for? But that being said, though, it actually says 1920s remix.
Oh, wow.
So that's definitely the remix part.
I like the, that, like, accent from that time.
Yeah,
I think it's funny to
hear. Yeah, well, whiskey and the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the radio waves. Radio raves. Yeah. By the way, that's not how electromagnetic radiation works, dear readers.
Shh, don't tell them that. They won't donate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Here is a great song off of the Beastie Boys album, Licensed to Ill. Here Ooh. Is low or Slow and Low.
Yeah.
That was the Beastie Boys with Slow and Low. Great song, great album, great group, band. Don't really know what to call them. I don't really know if they ever played instruments, the Beastie Boys. That's the thing, you know, so I'm kind of hesitant to call them a band. Does that make me, like, a band elitist? I don't know. I would be fine with that label, to be totally honest. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a tough one.
Great prepared show for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Sean and I did not just decide to walk into the studio.
Around 10,
half an hour ago, and decide to do a radio show. That's definitely not what happened.
Yeah, no, that's not what.
All right, let's do what we normally do when we need to figure out.
I thought we were going to talk about Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things. That's right. I forgot.
We did prepare a little bit.
We were prepared during the song. So, like many people out there, I have seen the Netflix original series Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And Sean is just getting into it now. Or actually, he's at episode 5, so he's a little over halfway through. Amazing show. Just
fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. So what do you think of it right now?
Ah, man, I thought it was...
Explain where you're at, you know, like, and I want to hear your predictions of what's going to happen.
So spoiler alert for those not past episode 5.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I feel like spoiling up to episode 5 of a show...
Yeah,
like,
it's not too bad.
That's fair. So you just can't spoil the ending.
Right now, they found the kid's body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hopper broke into the morgue and just like investigated it and found out that the body was a fake.
Mm-hmm.
To which case, and then also the mom like saw the kid through the wall where like the portal kind of opened up, and Nancy just went missing. Okay. So that's where I am.
So theory, like, where do you think this is going at this point?
Man, I think, I mean, it's... I don't know how many more people can go missing without the show...
Without losing its main cast.
You know? Yeah. Without losing its main cast. And I don't think that they'll kill off Nancy. That's my prediction. I think she'll be okay.
Okay.
Barbara, gone. She's a goner.
Yeah, like, she was, I don't understand all the pro-Barb stuff.
Yeah, I don't, you know, obviously, I think they're gonna leave off the season with finding out maybe like how to cross over into the world or something like that.
Yeah.
That agency or what are they?
Department of Energy.
Department of Energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely so sketchy and they're like definitely up to no good and
yeah.
They're really like tapping into people and stuff. So that's. I don't know how far they're going with
Here's the thing about Stranger Things is I would say the end of episode 3, you pretty much know all of the secrets I feel like the show has.
Mm.
You know, like, you know, there is a monster out there.
Yep.
There is another dimension.
Yep.
And like there's a girl with psionic powers. You know, like that's pretty much, you know, you know everything that's working out throughout the show by episode 3, and after that it just kind of becomes a like, okay, how do the characters like interact with all these things, which is why I really like it. You know, like, I'm not a huge fan of like Well, okay, so I love J.J. Abrams. I think J.J. Abrams is a really good, like, character director, but he has this really awful thing he does whenever he's telling a story, which is he describes it as, like, the mystery box, which is, like, you point to it, like, during the story and be like, there's a mystery here. You guys aren't going to find out until later. You know, you make it, like, really obvious, and, like, people keep asking the questions, like, who are Rey's parents? Yeah. What does the island, what do the numbers mean, you know, like, with Lost? Like, I really hate, like, really overt mysteries. Like, I like mysteries if they're good and well thought out, but mysteries for the sake of mysteries, I think, are so stupid. And I think Stranger Things, like, treads the line really well, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of becomes a monster movie,
you know? I almost didn't like it at a certain point because I was like, this show is so dark. Like,
it's very dark.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I just didn't like it. I was like, this is so sad. And then I was so glad that the body was a fake because I was like, this is like ridiculous if, you know.
You know, if they killed the kid, if they killed the kid, that would have been crazy.
Yeah.
And like, you kind of know at that point that there's something weird there.
Yeah.
It's either, like, the body was a fake or, like, there's another will. Like that's when I got to that point, I was like, there's no way that the kid is fully dead or actually dead.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there might have been something supernatural going on there, but I was like, there's no way that that is actually the kid and the kid is dead.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder in this show, by the way, is amazing. Like, amazing.
It's such a crazy show.
Yeah.
I just like that. Like, I kind of like that. Like, the story of the agency, like, covering up so much, just because it's, like, so interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just have, like, so
the scene
much
with the fry,
like,
cook
authority and, like, yeah, the
hit
fry
me.
Cook
hit me because he's such a good character.
I loved him.
This isn't really spoilers because it's episode two, but yeah, when. Like, I actually thought that woman was
someone,
like, a social services woman.
Yeah.
You know? And the one shot with her, like, with the gun, I was like, oh, well, this is an amazing show. Like, this is so good.
Yeah.
We're in, like, a really interesting renaissance of television, I think, with Stranger Things.
I think so. There are so many good
Netflix
shows out right now.
Yeah. I just started watching last night Westworld, the new HBO show, which, again, connected to J.J. Abrams, but, like, I feel like it's probably, like, the best thing he's ever had his hand in besides Star Wars Episode 7. But it's really good. Like, it's amazing. Anthony Hopkins is in it. One of the actors from The Hunger Games is in it. James Marsden's in it. Like, Rachel Evan Wood, I think is her name.
Yeah.
She's in it. It's really good. It's like,
yeah, I just,
HBO is amazing.
I don't know why it took me a little bit to figure out that they were using the girl to spy on Russians.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, because there was a scene. Do you remember the scene where they put her in the tank?
Oh yeah.
They put her in the tank. Because I was like, oh, what are they, like? I was always wondering, like, is this just because she's, like, has superpowers and they want to, like, find out what she can do with them or, like, what? And then there was a scene with the tank, and all of a sudden I realized it was a guard and he was speaking Russian. I was like, oh my God, they're trying to, because this is, like, right
in the
Cold War.
Yeah, this is the 80s. Yeah,
right. Like,
it works.
So, I thought it was 70s. It's 80s?
It's the 80s. I think it takes place in 82 or 83.
All right, early 80s, so I was just like, wow, like, you're using her to spy on the Russians, which is just crazy. So
What I'm really excited for Netflix-wise is the Series of Unfortunate Events series that's coming out in January. Because that's going to be amazing.
Mm.
Amazing book series. I feel like with the right producer, which the author of the books is producing it, it could really be like an amazing television show. And I think that's what they're going to do. So Netflix is coming out with some good stuff. Some good stuff.
Yeah, they're moving more towards their own shows than, which I'm not opposed to.
I'm not opposed to, but I like
been
having.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
but
I
also
like having
the access of
original stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching Luke Cage right now.
A couple kids are into that on
it's okay.
On my floor.
It's okay. I don't think it's as good as, like, Daredevil, but...
Yeah.
All right, we've talked about television a lot. Let's do another song. What song should we play, Sean?
Something, I think, either groovy or classic rocky.
Ooh, something... I think I can... tread the line between those.
All right.
Here is One of These Nights by the Eagles. And that was One of These Nights by the Eagles. An amazing song. I've been listening to it a lot recently, actually. Yeah. That's actually one of, like, my favorite, like, groovy, but like classic rocky. Actually, that's a really good way to describe that.
Yeah.
Sean. Thank you. This has been an impromptu radio show that I named Ad Hominem because we did an impromptu one last week called Ad Hominem, in which we attacked people personally. We didn't attack anyone personally today. Do you have anyone you want to quickly attack personally?
I can't really think of anyone.
Yeah, I try not to attack people personally. Donald Trump's too easy right now, so I'm good without attacking anyone personally this week. Thank you all for listening. It's been lovely. Bubbles in the Think Tank is next. And I've been Zach Going.
I'm Sean Freeman.
Yes. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sure must be strong.